So welcome back inside the Grand Gallery here at the National Museum of Scotland. Our special guests, Andy Murray, Jamie Murray, Judy Murray, and anyone else called Murray is freely invited to join in as well. You meet the entry criteria. Matthew Syed alongside me for a little bit of variety. And for this part of the programme, we're going to start talking about the role of the family in sport, the introduction of kids to sport, the retention of them as the talent grows, the encouragement and support required from parents, like Judy Murray sitting alongside me here. And to this end, Judy, a couple of years ago, you had a bit of a brainwave based on what you used to do with Andy and Jamie. Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, I think because I'd been doing a fair number of school visits trying to introduce tennis to kids in probably primary threes and primary fours, and I was becoming more and more aware that it seemed to me that less and less kids were coordinated when you actually tried to introduce them to playing tennis, and also that probably more than I'd been aware of before were a little bit overweight, but I know that there probably isn't enough physical education or physical activity in schools now, and I know that the things that kids tend to play with that are cool and trendy are things where you sit down, you look at some sort of screen and play your games that way, and I started thinking back to a lot of the games that we kind of dreamed up playing together when the boys were growing up, and they're all very, very simple, but we'd find literally anything that was lying around the house and create some kind of game out of it. And I started to sort of jot them down. And when I spoke with RBS about it, who have sponsored the boys for a long, long time now and been very instrumental in their career, they came in to help us at a time when we really needed some help with when Andy was going to Spain to train. And they were really keen to help to bring it to life, and we set up a website which you can download all the information and all the games free of charge. You can send for the free booklet. For me, I came from a sporty family. I grew up playing games with my brothers and my mum and dad, and I love sport, and I wanted my kids to enjoy sport. So for me to play with them in the garden or in the house with balls and balloons and anything that we could find was just pretty much like second nature. But I'm aware that, parents have less time these days and not everybody has that kind of sporty background. So to give ideas was great.
So give us an example. What sort of thing are we talking about?
One of the games that's in the book is probably the easiest to explain. It's called Jumping the River, where we a couple of pieces of rope or skipping rope, and you set them maybe a foot or so apart, and there's your river. You chuck a couple of toy sharks in it, and suddenly you've got shark-infested waters to jump over, and then it becomes a bit more exciting jumping over this rope, so you can jump over it, hop over it, run over it, and once you've jumped, you just widen the ropes to make it bigger and bigger. Maybe you've got a tape measure, so you measure how far they have jumped. Maybe you stick a hoop at the other side, so you're jumping over the shark-infested waters, and you're landing in a boat or something, and then you create a little story out of it.
With the aim of developing at this stage hand-eye coordination, balance, that sort of thing?
Well, with something like that, even something as simple as leg strength, jumping from a standing jump, dynamic balance, yes. And when you start to add in something that you're throwing, then it becomes tracking and receiving skills, yes, passing and catching. But the great thing about it is that the kids are learning these things and developing these things without even realising that they are, because they're just playing.
Do you remember any of this, Jamie, or is this all news to you?
No, a bit of jump in the river. Always good on a Saturday night. we did lots of things. I mean, we made stuff up ourselves between us. I mean, we were always we were very active as kids. We in our house we were living in at the time, in our hall we had sort of like an archway and a door, so we had balloons and we would try to score past one another and stuff. And I mean, it's just simple stuff that we made up.
We're saying it was always a killer when the balloon hit the radiator and burst, and that was the end of it.
But I mean, it's just loads of things that at the time, we were just having fun playing with, but in reality, we were probably learning a whole bunch of sort of skills that would then help us when we started to take up different sports.
And in terms of like the coordination aspect of it, Judy, all this was happening presumably before you introduced a tennis racket and balls to the house, was it?
Yeah, well, I think, I mean, doing all of these things, you're doing them as a parent. It's not. I wasn't a tennis coach at that point. I didn't become a tennis coach until much later. So the boys would play as much mini cricket, mini golf, mini rugby, mini football as mini tennis. But yeah, they did have little mini tennis rackets from a young age, and we had swing ball in the garden. And I often look back at that swing ball in the garden, and I remember quite clearly really that Andy was better at swing ball than me when he was about four, which was quite sad because I was an international tennis player and the ball, I could miss it so many times and he would just stand there and give it this one. And even now when I watch him, and he's one of the best returners of serve in the world, and I wonder whether that had anything to do with it.
It didn't, but it's a good story.
And they don't make swing ball like they used to. I can tell you that from experience. My five-year-old broke one the other week. Matthew Sayers here.
Oh, it's fascinating because I think there's a mythology that has grown up around sport that either you've got it or you haven't. You've either got hand-eye coordination, agility, speed, instincts, or you haven't. And if you haven't, you're never going to get them. And this is terribly destructive because the reality is, as Judy has articulated, if you practice, if you do the right things, these are competencies that can be developed over time. The anatomy of the brain changes, the physicality changes if you're learning in an effective way. And if you have an inspirational parent or coach who encourages and nurtures the motivation and the mindset that leads to learning, then almost everybody has the capacity to become expert in almost any physical skill. And it's great to see it in a family.
Because
like
you say, Judy, you weren't a tennis coach at that point. You were just trying to get your boys active. So, I mean, sometimes you know, the image of you is portrayed as this sort of wannabe production line of two boys. You always had it in your mind that they were going to be world-beating tennis champions. But that couldn't be further from the truth.
No, it absolutely wasn't. I mean, when they were young, they played every sport under the sun. They tried everything. And this is the whole thing about Set for Sport, is that, you know, we kind of aimed it at parents of kids aged between 3 and 8, because I reckon that by the time they were about 7 and 8, they had a better idea themselves of which sports they were going to enjoy. I mean, I can remember taking them to mini rugby, and Jamie didn't like mini rugby because he got dirty. And Andy wasn't so keen on mini rugby after he went the first couple of times, and then they played a little game, and he ran after the ball, as all kids do at that age. You know, there's like 12 of them playing, and they all run after the same ball, so they're all in a heap, and he gets the ball, and he runs, and he's a very quick little runner, and he runs, and he scores the try at the other end of the thing, and then somebody tells him he's run in the wrong direction, and so he's actually not getting his try, and he didn't want to go back after that. So, but you know, they tried everything. But we lived close to the tennis club, and I was doing a little bit of coaching on a voluntary basis over there, just for something to do, and they kind of got used to being around the tennis club.